In less than 2 months, the Gambian village of Janak has seen its population swell by 17%. It sits just 1,300 meters from the troubled Senegalese region of Casamance. It's one of the first points of call for refugees whenever fighting flares up. Majula Camara didn't want to leave her home at first. She was 9 months pregnant. But as fighting intensified, she changed her mind.
When the drones started dropping their bombs, I decided it was time to leave everything behind to save myself and my unborn child.
Tired of running, Apaya Bojang now wants to make the Gambia his permanent home, having been displaced 4 times since 1982.
There's nothing to go back to. I just want to have some peace in life before I die.
With very few resources, new arrivals look up to refugees like Mama Nyasi, who's been in the Gambia for nearly 30 years.
We make money working menial jobs. It's with that income that we support ourselves and newly arrived.
Emergency workers speak of unexploded ordnances littering the border area between Gambia and Senegal.
It's not yet safe for us as at now, for those living within the border. So it's not safe for the Gambian population within the border belt, as well as those cross-border migrants who are within the Gambian belt to also go back to the Casamance belt.
The Casamance conflict broke out in 1982 when rebels launched a secession campaign to break away from Senegal. The conflict has forced more than 10,000 people from their homes. Hopes for a peaceful resolution came when rebels declared a unilateral ceasefire. But expectations were dashed when hostilities resumed in January this year.
Casamance lies behind this bush. Over the past 2 months, an estimated 6,000 refugees have crossed this border into the Gambia. With fighting flaring up again, more are expected. But after 4 decades of conflict, resources are overstretched, along with the patience of some of the host border communities here in the Gambia.
With the current military buildup and fighting in the Casamance, many refugees fear things could get tougher in the coming months before they get any better. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Upat, on the Gambia-Senegal border.